during the pandemic, a lot of folks said, you know what, I don't want to be in the city. I want to have a little bit more space. I want to have a different quality of life, which is, I don't blame them. That's amazing. It's awesome. But with this influx of wealthier folks that are often looking to purchase or build new houses, there's this increase of pressure to build a certain type of home, often on the water or in secluded areas. So this creates a bit of a challenge for us in this riding. And what it does do then is put considerable amount of pressure onto the natural environment. So one of the skill sets that I bring to this election, and hopefully as your MPP, is I've done a considerable amount of land use planning professionally as it relates to environmental protection, First Nations, economic development, and resource-based industry. And what I can say is that we need to ensure that plans for watersheds, waterways, protected areas, Indigenous sensitive sites, other sensitive sites are completed, and that economic growth falls within these plans. The NDP respects municipal planning processes and looks to densify within municipal boundaries, not sprawling. This is in stark contrast to the Conservative government, who has used something called ministerial zoning orders to override municipal planning to the tune of about 44 times, at least, since taking office. So the NDP would end this practice and respect the planning, municipal planning processes to ensure that development is aimed densifying within already established development areas while requiring that newly built public, residential, commercial buildings be net zero by 2030. The Ford government revoked the powers of the Environment Commissioner, and we would restore those so that they can do their job, which is to govern and protect our natural resources. We will repeal Schedule 6 of Bill 229 to reverse the destructive changes to the Conservation Authorities Act and the Planning Act. This is really important for a few reasons, but one I wanted to mention is privatization of water, of drinking water, is becoming a big issue. So the NDP will create a water strategy for Ontario, ensuring everyone, including First Nations, have clean drinking water and that all aspects of water delivery remain in public hands.